Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and a beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help me welcome quantum entrepreneurs, gifted intuitives, and teachers and guides for this Aquarian age. Wanda Vitale and Lyria Mersini are here. They're going to highlight their perspective, which is that this is a time to embrace convergence, not ascension. So we're going to explore that, plus the convergence codes. This is a new Aquarian technology that they are bringing forth. So you may have questions about all this, so we will be taking live callers. Press star 2 on your phone to raise your hand or enter in your questions in our webcast. So welcome home, all of you beautiful star seeds, luminous light leaders, starlight messengers, to this next phase of your spiritual awakening and exploration, a remembrance of your cosmic multidimensional heritage. This is an invitation into the illumination of your unique soul specialties, and an invitation to experience a grace-filled fluid journey of renewal, resurrection, and rejuvenation. It's also an opportunity to come together with all of these beautiful beings from around the world to raise your vibrational set point and begin to resonate at the pure frequency of divine grace, divine love, where new realities can really come alive for you. So this is a powerful new choice point in your journey as you have the opportunity to rise above any of this external chaos or distraction happening to allow new solutions, new ideas, new opportunities to unfold so that you can boldly declare and really step into your role as a designer and a creator of new earth. Just know that this is a very safe haven for you, a sacred space and a soulful sanctuary. This is a unity community to empower you and liberate you. I am dedicated and devoted, as you all know, to really walk hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you as we step fully into our sovereignty. And today's show is a really beautiful invitation into illumination, a heart homecoming with Wanda and Lyria. So I encourage you to sit back and relax, breathe, open, and receive. Before I go any further, please subscribe to our show. It is a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays, including today's, on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Audible, and Stitcher. And you can connect with us further in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. And now my favorite question, what is the best that could happen today? Well, please set a clear, empowered personal intention for what you wish to experience and feel. My intention with our gathering is to be a very clear, pure, pristine ray of divine light and love and selfless service to allow for the greatest openings into healing, vitality, joy, and empowerment for all of us gathered here today. And now I'm going to tell you about Wanda and Lyria, and then we're going to dive in. They are gifted intuitives, teachers, and guides for this Aquarian age from their very own rich and individualized experiences that are very varied. They created the Quantum Entrepreneurs to assist path pavers, I love that phrase, and way showers in stepping fully into the work they're here to do now. This work marries both deep metaphysical and spiritual inquiry with grounded practices that create quantum shifts for their clients. In their personal lives, Wanda and Lyria have combined a background of nearly 85 years working with mastering and teaching many forms of energy. Wanda's practice is informed by expansive galactic experience and cosmic information, while Lyria comes to her work through lifetimes of grounded ancient practice that has served the planet for eons. So together they are a powerful team. They offer distinct access points to discover and live your soul mission. Their students receive the keys to create an entirely new relationship with life and the quantum field of all possibilities. So today we're going to talk about this concept of converging rather than ascending, plus why the tools that we've used for eons are no longer effective, why the Aquarian age is different. We'll also talk about creating security when the world is in chaos. And then, of course, we're going to talk about the convergent codes and their function in your life. So I am excited about this. Let's dive in. Join me in extending waves and waves of love and joy and appreciation to Wanda and Lyria as I welcome them. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you,
Thank
Carrie.
You.
We're excited to be here.
I am too. Embracing convergence. This is an exciting topic. Before we go deeper, I'd love to allow each of you, a moment just to describe your perception of your coming together to work together at this time.
Last year, I realized that in order for the work that I'm here to do to really take hold on the planet at a time when it's really needed, that I don't have all the pieces. And I think it's part of what we're moving into, realizing that we each have a zone of genius. And when you move into that and know what you're good at, you also know what you're not good at. So a mutual friend said, you've got to meet my friend Lyria, and she is absolutely brilliant. And her zone of genius is absolutely not what mine is. Mm-hmm. And so that's how our partnership was born. Lyria, what would you say about that?
Well, I think that's exactly it. You know, we were both doing our piece the way we each did it, and that was a varied, varied cauldron of stuff for each of us, right? a varied buffet. And then as we came together, and we came together to work with people on their soul mission and bringing the messages that they are here to bring into the world. That was our initial coupling and union here in our work. And then what has evolved is really rich, and that includes these convergence codes that came in. It was initially designed or in service of helping us work with the people that we were working with in terms of their mission and their business, and it's evolved into something that we're here to talk to you about today, and we're really just, you know, humbled and excited and thrilled and ecstatic about it, all of it.
I love it. I'm excited too, and I'm sorry that I mispronounced your name. Lyria. Okay, so let's dive in. I mean, I had never heard of this convergence rather than ascension. So which one of you would like to go first in terms of describing what this means to you, convergence rather than ascension?
This is Wanda. I actually got the word convergence in my own process of experiencing it, seeing the energetic overlays, and I get these cosmic downloads from the rest of me that's non-physical, and that's exactly the convergence is the word that they gave me that has it make sense. We're literally moving into a time when, rather than fixing or healing or wanting something to go away, including our bodies, right? We think, you know, with mm-hmm. ascension, that there's a very common theme out there that says, oh, I'm going to ascend into these higher realities, and oh yeah, I have this big kafud of my body. Well, convergence is, right? The mm-hmm. convergence is really bringing all of us into who we came here to be. It really is this process, an energetic process of becoming a soul, a fully functional, non-physical, what we call the soul, mm-hmm. merging it with this richness of the body. And so it means embracing everything. It means embracing the full range of everything.
Our multidimensionality, too. I mean, it's
exactly.
emerging with that. Yeah, rather than going elsewhere to feel that.
Exactly, because the body is the gateway. The body is the doorway through which all the magic happens. And so the process of convergence, as I see it, as I have experienced, as I am still experiencing my own process, is that the energetic overlay, if you could imagine a grid work or an energetic field that has energetic ley lines and connection points, and that is the multidimensional, non-physical, cosmic self, whatever our listeners refer it to, it is merging with the field that is our body. And they have different magnetics, and the two have to come pretty close together in terms of frequency and magnetics. And then the higher dimensional pattern takes over. But so while some people are saying, I don't want to feel fear, we know that embracing the fear is absolutely part of the magic that's part of experiencing our sovereign power. Maria, what would you add to that?
You know, I think the one thing I would add to that is it's also the emotional body, right? Our emotional system. It's not just our physical body. It's our physical and emotional. And so this was where the idea of the integrated way works with all of it. And that was the only thing I didn't hear that is very much a piece of this.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like this is an embracing of all of us, all aspects of ourselves. And that's what you mean by converging rather than ascending or going up and out to realize the totality of who we are, including all the emotions, including fear, including all of our cosmic aspects. And, you know, Wanda, for you, as you mentioned, you know, a big piece of your role here is galactic. Anything that you want to add to that for people who are completely new to who you are? I mean, it can be as brief or whatever you want to share about that, but I think it's important to touch on it.
You mean about my galactic?
Your galacticness. Yep. Your galactic.
You mean my galacticness? Yes. You outed me a few years ago when I was on your show, and I so did not want to say I was galactic, but I am. So, but how this relates is that a lot of your listeners are star seeds. Mm-hmm. They just are star seeds. And star seeds, I've worked with so many star seeds over the years. All star seeds have this, I would call it this inherent wisdom and probably patience. And while they still experience what we would call the density of being in a body, there's an aspect of them that is really starting to kick in now. So I'm excited for everybody. I'm actually excited for everybody because this is a time when via convergence, via the process of convergence energetically, because that's just how I see it. I see physics things. It opens up all the things that we want as a human, all the things that we want in our lives. It opens up that possibility. It takes us to a higher rung on the ladder when we can think thoughts we've never been able to think before. It opens up new possibilities, true multidimensionality. I have been shown how it eventually takes us to this, I'll call it like an energetic freeway. That's what it looks like. It's a light stream where the galactics that we have not been able to connect with, it's like a freeway where we can connect. So what this means, it's not about the phenomena, but it's about the ideas. so many of your listeners are here to bring through new ideas. They're here to bring through technology, energetic technology that perhaps they worked with in Atlantis, but it wasn't time. So this work of convergence, which is, as Laria said, embracing the emotional pieces, is an incredible gift, even though when we're in the process of it, as fear is being triggered, as the world is doing what it does and we're reacting and responding, it is really a gift to access everything that we ever could dream of and more.
I love all of that. And so this convergence is what allows that reconnection with those aspects of us who have this technology, who have this wisdom, who have, you know, everything that we came here to bring from other civilizations, whether it was here on Earth or other galaxies or whatever it may be. And sometimes it just takes this kind of work for some of that clearing to happen so that they remember or they realize, oh my gosh, I know that some of this, I can contribute here in a very, you know, and participate. So, Laria, well, let's get into talking about the Aquarian age. You know, we're moving, you know, out of the age of Pisces. That was, you know, duality, patriarchy, all of that. How do you see, or how would you describe the Aquarian age?
Well, great question. So let's actually look at the age of Pisces for another second or two. Okay. So it's winding down after a 2,000-year run. So there's going to be some, you know, cosmic dust.
Debris.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So patriarchy, religion, this search for the soul, a belief in something that is greater than ourselves, that is outside of ourselves. And this is where that ascension piece started from, and why we are saying that this, that convergence is effective and in alignment with the Aquarian age, because while the Piscean age was about something greater than ourselves, outside of ourselves, and that is how we approached ascension, it was the us that's outside of ourselves, but it was still the outside of ourselves piece that was more Piscean. The preoccupation with power and transcending something as though there's something to leave for. You know, led everybody to want to escape and ascend. If you were not elevated, it led to wanting to escape. If you had an elevated spiritual sense, it most often led to wanting to ascend. But it was still dualistic, and it was still about fix me. And it was still, in a way, about escapism. And let me just say something. If it was working, don't hear any of that as a judgment, because it's not. If it was working, it would be great. But it's inconsistent with where we're going. So what began in December of 2020 is the age of Aquarius. And that debris is the overlap, right? And the chaotic energy out there right now. On this earth plane is really intense, but it's new. It's the ending of the old, we are evolving into the new. But Aquarius is the age that we are seeding now. And it's really, God, Carrie, it's the end of hierarchies and structures that determined our reality. It's about freedom. It's about discovery. It's about innovation. It is about humanitarian ideals and having the personal technology to be able to live them. And that I would call sovereignty in this new age. And the power returns to each of us here to create a life and a reality that aligns with our soul. So that is very much, you know, that is really the Aquarian age more than anything. It's this. New way. And I don't know, one of my things is I do a lot of readings, and I read tarot, and the Tower card is very much the end of that Piscean age. And the thing that I always think is, what is left? What doesn't serve is crumbling and there's not anything we can do about it. What is left is what we're building on. Mm-hmm. And where you want to be, I don't know if you're familiar with the tower card, but it's got people being thrown out of the windows of a tower and the tower's on fire and it's, you know, it's a violent eruption. But the thing is, where you don't want to be when the tower is crumbling is holding on to the middle column.
Yes.
You
agreed.
Want to be learning. Yeah, you want to be, right? You want to be learning to fly on your way down.
Yes, and seeding liberation. Seeding.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And it can seem a little bit daunting, I would imagine, for some when there's there's so much noise out there. I mean, I tend to not hear much of it, but I know it's out there. I kind of, you know, I feel like my role is to kind of stay in my realm and mm-hmm. So I don't really know a lot that's going on, but I do know a lot of people are affected by it. So
yeah, right. You see that piece, right? You see the effect.
Yes. Yeah. So what the two of you are coming together to assist in and helping people do is strengthening the connection between their embodied selves, their multidimensional selves, not connecting. I mean, yes, connecting, not leaving. So let's get into a little bit more about your work. As you mentioned, Wanda, energetic patterning and how you can actually see that. I mean, that's something you see in your mind's eye?
I mean, I see it in my mind's eye, and I also sometimes see it with my physical eyes.
So okay.
This is the thing. Everything changes as we move into this self-identity that is not just the body, but everything. Our senses change. My experience has been that new senses kick in. So, we have sensory receptors in our bodies, that new ones that we didn't realize we had as we move out of a reactive state and into more of a sovereign state. So I see it both ways, and I'm sure some of your listeners do too. So yes, I actually see it in my mind's eye both ways.
That's interesting. And you said, you know, that reactive state, you know, there is a fight or flight kind of thing that we've had for so long on this planet. And so sovereignty is really strengthening our embodied connection with who we are. So we're consciously responding rather than reacting. You know, so tell us more about how your work supports people with that, either one of you that wants to jump in.
This is Wanda. Let me just start, and then Maria can jump in. I would say, so new energy can take hold immediately, because all we ever do is really entrain somebody else. So as I have moved through these phases of, I just call them death switches in the body, where the body has built in death switches so that it's that fight or flight mm-hmm. response. We become reactive. Those go as we continue to deepen into the emotions that we feel and are willing to feel them. These little
mm-hmm.
switches just let go. It's like these little tiny deaths. And I know I talk to people, they have their own version of that. So those have to go, and we really have to work with the mind, because the mind is the gatekeeper. The mind is the one that says, oh, well, this can't be. Or the mind is the part of us that has stories that says, my life is this way because, or my finances are this way because, or, you know, all the stories that we have. It's a beautiful thing about the body. When we tell a story, it perpetuates the feelings mm-hmm. in our body so that we really experience them, which is a good thing when we have stories that make us feel good. But our history of being in a body is that we have lots of stories about what fear means, what all these things that we don't want to feel, what pain means.
Mm-hmm. Like run away from all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or when I feel this, something's going to happen. Something mm-hmm. bad's going to happen when I feel this or when I think this. So the work that Luria and I do is really to, first and foremost, it's to work. We work with the body. We work with the sensory, energetically, we work with the senses in the body to relax the nervous system. It's part of the technology that's come through me for these past few years. And then we work with, that helps to release the nervous system so that the emotions, so that we can relax. And then we work with the stories to create new patterning in the, new patterning. Luria, do you want to jump in here?
Yeah. So where convergence as a concept came into Wanda, as a, it just fell right in. For me, in working with clients, it was something that the words came to me, that came to me were energetic bridging. And it was about how to work in the body and in the energetic field with, and in the emotional field as well, with the story, with the how of telling a story that we can believe that is a preferred place on the spectrum that we energetically can feel and bridging toward what we want by using this technique that is really powerful. And we're calling it energetic bridging because that's how it came in. So we are rewriting the past and then we are putting something new that is desired into our future. Let me give you an example. Let's say you want, I'm going to give you a really terrestrial example, you know, a relationship. Somebody wants a different relationship in the world or a different relationship with, well, let me use me. So I would like to lose 50 pounds.
Let's just do that.
This is a handy one.
Yes.
I would like to lose 50 pounds. I fully believe that if I believed that I could wake up tomorrow that much lighter, I might well be able to. I don't, however, believe that I can wake up tomorrow that much lighter, and so it's not in my field at all. That's too much of a stretch, and it brings up every kind of resistance I personally have. Anybody else want to raise their hand? But if I say, all right, I can see that in 5 years I'm 50 pounds lighter. Well, frankly, Carrie, it's too long a time period for me to really energetically care about.
Mm-hmm.
So finding the place, but I could tell you that I can imagine it in 6 months or 3 months. I can imagine it in 6 months. I can imagine it in 4 months. And if I really want to stretch, I can imagine it in 3 months. That's, you know, pushing it, but I can imagine that. That's a place that's energetically powerful, and I can stand in that place and see that and energetically be there and then bring myself forward to there. It's a way of manifesting. It's a way of creating into the new reality that is powerful, that is embodied, that is working with the beliefs, that is expanding, and that doesn't require leaving in order to feel change is possible.
Mm-hmm. Wanda, anything else on that?
I just want to add that then part of that process is when we step into that timeline where the thing that we want is already here, then the other part of that is, I mean, it's believable. We
yep.
live from that place. And we also, in our work, help people become that person. So in Luria's example, that person, that version of her, which is actually just a different timeline, has different habits. Like mm-hmm. maybe that version of her goes to the gym, or maybe that version of her says, "Food loves me."
Mm-hmm.
Right? I used to have a weight issue, and that was my self-talk. Oh, everything I eat turns into my hips. So I've changed that and become the person that says, food loves me.
I love that.
I can eat anything, and that's how it works for me. So,
and you look wonderful, so I guess it's been working for a while.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the other part of it, and when we work with clients, it's really finding that place, as Laria said, that they can believe and not too far, that we go too far out if we can't believe it.
Right.
All that kicks in. And then really it's who is that person? What are my values? How does he or she think? What is she, how do they deal with, like if it's the food, how does that person deal with food and diet and becoming that person?
Well, and this can be, you can work with people, whether it's weight, relationships, money,
yes,
healthy relationships,
everything.
All of these things, even their spiritual connection. You know, some people may have the story that I just can't connect to my team of light. I just can't. I just can't do it. And so I'm sure that you can support them in whatever area of their lives, seems to be a little out of balance. And creating something new. I know that the two of you talk about security, and it's not what we think. It's not about maintaining, as you say, a death grip on what's not working. So who would like to expand on that next?
This is Wanda.
Go there, but 1 second. You just said such a key word, Carrie. You know, this does work with anything because everything is a story.
Yeah,
we're living in a timeline. That's a story. And therefore, this is a really freeing collection of access points that you can change. Yeah, exactly. But
stories can change. Realities can change. And it doesn't have to take a long time. But it has to be, as you guys said, it has to be believable at first so that you can sort of embody the behaviors and the thoughts and all of those things of that particular timeline. And then eventually, oh, my gosh, I'm here. I'm living it. So,
yep.
Okay.
Exactly. I'll talk about security because the world right now is in such chaos. I'm like you, Carrie, I just don't pay attention to it because my story is, and it has nothing to do with me. That's been my story. When my mind thinks something should involve me, I quick to tell it, and it has nothing to do with me. So we've lived in this world, we've lived in a world since we've been immersed in duality that there's me and there's out there, and out there is happening to me. And so this is what we see people reacting to it, that, right? So
a lot of that.
And money happened to be my thing, right? Money, relationships were always the big thing with people that seems to be the path to this surrender point when the ego gives up control. So this sense of security, the outside world is really asking us to go inside and say, wait a minute, life isn't happening to me. Life is happening for me. And I am the creator of my life. In every way, it is this one of the ways that our higher dimensional cosmic self comes into us and has the answer that says, wait a minute, it's all for me. I can create this. So the way we create security is to feel secure already. Most people will say, I'll feel secure when this happens. I'll feel secure when I have more money in the bank. I'll feel more secure when this problem is fixed. But the way it really works is to become sovereign and to say, all right, I'm not feeling very secure today. What can I focus on that makes me feel secure? And it's different for everyone. So we help clients find that place in them that says, we love this phrase, where I may not know anything, but I know this. Mm-hmm. And we each have that. It's like an anchor, right? There's so many things that are above my pay grade in life. And I do not know, I do not have solutions to these complex problems. But I know what I know. And everybody listening has that. And that's that sense of security. That when we let that grow inside of us, mm-hmm. that feeling secure, whatever that is, which is maybe talking ourselves down from the ledge to say, today I'm fine. If any of your listeners are experiencing crisis right now, it's really reminding ourselves, it's really reminding our inner child that right now I'm safe. Today I have everything I need. Today this moment is good. So when we start to reprogram ourselves, because that's really what it is, it's neuroscience, we keep telling our brain a new story. Eventually, because the brain needs to be efficient, because we think so many thoughts every hour, the brain puts everything on autopilot. So as we develop moment by moment, thought by thought, or topic by topic, this inner sense of security, the outside changes, because that is really what sovereignty is. It's letting go of all these distorted ideas that life, that the answers are out there, to generating the feelings first of how we want to feel. And so security would be safe, secure, could be money, to be cared for. We really have to give it to ourselves. And eventually, as we anchor in that feeling, that the mirror of our lives, which is how it works, the mirror changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a cultivation process. It's just you practice cultivating a new familiar, empowering story. And the more you practice it, you know, when you're not thinking, it's still running rather than the old story.
Yeah. And I just want to say one more thing. I've seen, since I just see energy and see, I guess I would say that my non-physical aspects, or I just don't call them guides anymore. They are me. Give me pictures so that my mind can say, oh, and they're really, it's physics for dummies for me. But the energy, so I just want to say this, the energy now is moving so fast. So if your listeners could imagine this, like a big tube of light that's filled with fiber, lit up fiber optic strands of light, if you can imagine that, like these little tiny streams or threads of light. And that's how fast reality or situations are, and possibilities are moving at us, because they're coming into us faster and faster as the Earth is moving through this photon light belt, as the Schumann resonance keeps rising on the Earth. It's just coming at us fast and furious.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying that this cultivating the inner qualities, anchoring in those feelings, really makes it so much easier to deal with all of this information, light codes that are coming at us. The clearer we are, the faster we move through this stuff. It like locks it in. So we are, for instance, in our group with that we're doing now with soul-inspired entrepreneurs, we're asking them to write down what they stand for, their pillars, you know, and to give them clarity so that as all this information is coming at us, when you're clear about what you stand for or what you're anchored in,
you're not shaken.
So
our work is about becoming unflappable more than anything. And when triggers happen, right, when that all of that speed with which reality is coming at us and all of that beautiful imagery, Wanda, just gorgeous with the fiber optics and this light, it's moving from knowledge, head knowledge, to the embodied, unflappable states of being that let you be really free to be all the things that we are.
And, unshakable, unstoppable, all of those things.
And if we could get there, if we could get there by just receiving information, that, and I think that's a misunderstanding about the Aquarian Age a lot of the time, actually, Carrie, is that it's going to be more technological and information-based and not require, really, actually not require so much embodiment, not require, it's a higher frequency, and the humanitarian frequency is a higher frequency. But it's not up and out. It's in unflappable or unshakable, solidly experiencing things within complete free flow. And this, and the unshakable places are where we then have these anchors that enable us to have incredible range and incredible expansion with all that's coming in and all that we want to choose, all that we want to give, all that we want, all the ways we want to serve on the planet, all the ways that we want to move through our own things. I mean, it's really on every dimension, on every level, works.
Yes.
Phenomenally.
Absolutely.
Well.
Well, I love what you're doing, and now we're going to really highlight the convergence codes, which is, well, I'll let you both describe it. What are the convergence codes? How do they help us? That's part of your offer. People will be able to experience this as well as a private session, but we'll talk about that in a bit. Okay, so what are the convergence codes, Wanda?
Well, this is really what my galactics, how they're describing them. They're really, let me preface this by saying our bodies are really fields of energy, fields of highly vibrating energy. So with different densities when we think about things, different, you know, but we're just vibrating masses of energy. So the codes, as I've seen them, are these very mathematically precise packets of encoded information. And they're designed to alter these eons-old ingrained patterning of reactive, fear-based, survival-based beliefs and behavior. So we are unlocking, undoing, or altering these old reactive patterns that have been in place since we've been in a body, since duality began, whenever that was. I mean, we are here, we came here for the duality, and now it's time to be free. So the codes come in and insert new possibilities.
They're light body activations, is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
They're light, and they facilitate, they just make it easier to insert and practice new programs that Maria just talked about. So a new awareness based on higher wisdom. It they enable an easier connection to the, you know, guides, if you want to call them guides. I believe that our guides are aspects of us. So it, these codes come in and they break up the old patterns. They insert a new possibility so that we do have easier access to the guidance that's always there. It gives us, they give us, so judgment, things like judgment gets deactivated and we have more compassion. It, they change our magnetics. My guides or my higher levels have said that what we call reality is really just, they're bubbles of, bubbles held together by magnetics. And the, what creates the bubble is our expectations, our projections, our predominant patterns, and our beliefs. And that's why things can change so quickly. So again, this time especially, these, during this accelerated time when so much is possible, it, change doesn't have to be difficult and it doesn't have to take a long time. That's what's different about this.
And And also it prepares people to, as you share, to activate the pure and distortion-free energetic template that already exists in the body. I thought that was important to highlight. Yes.
Yeah. because we're not creating, we're just not creating something new. We're just tapping into the clarity of what already exists. We're clearing away those distortions. That's been my energetic work since I came out of the mystic closet. I have such a greater understanding of really what it's all about now, but this has been my work. So this is why it doesn't have to be hard, because we're not creating anything new. It's already there.
Is stripping away the density so that we
Absolutely.
Illuminate what already exists. You know, Wanda, you mentioned, you know, that your guides are a higher aspect of you, or an aspect of you, and I agree with that. So when you talk about the galactics, do you also feel that that is a version of you? Or is that part of your galactic family, monad? I mean, how do you perceive the galactics?
I perceive the galactics as really what you just said. I'm not really up on the words, but probably the monad. I think the words confuse people.
Yeah.
But I believe that my experience, well, here, this is what I know. Like, just as I said, we ask our clients to do this. What I know for sure is that there's only one of us here, and that as we release these ideas of separation and the ego, and I mean, egos are healthy. Don't get me wrong. It's that sense of self that we have in the body. It's the part of us that, for me, I prefer red wine over white, right? But when we expand out to realize we are all that is, really part of this multidimensionality that comes in with convergence is being able to tap into the wisdom and the insight of everything. It is just, and that's part of multidimensionality. I've had some, what I would call, pretty amazing experiences of realizing that my life is one little tiny stream of millions that I suppose it's the monad is experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, has been amazing to me to realize, to have the awareness of the separated self and have the awareness of being everything at the same time. I can't explain it in words. So what I would say is that the galactics are us. Once we move out of fear, then so much is possible. And I really don't experience fear anymore, unless, I suppose, if a car were barreling at me, then I would, you know, I would have fear, because that's what it's for. But Luria and I teach that curiosity replaces fear. So when we become curious rather than reactive, and rather than contracting from fear, and we get curious, it opens up inroads into other galactic races, other realities, into everything.
Into everything, yeah. Everything is possible when we choose curiosity. And it's a really similar, you know, if you think about the physiology of fear, physiology of fear is the same as the physiology of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Why not take it to wonder? Why not take it to curiosity? It's a much more empowering access point.
Oh, absolutely. What I'd love to do now, we have hands up and questions, so I want to get to live questions and questions in our webcast, but what I'd like to do first is talk about, you have a live interactive online class that you're offering, private laser sessions, and a combination of those for our beautiful listeners. So let me direct people there. You can find these offers at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace, and then you will see Wanda and Luria's beautiful faces. Click on their picture And you'll see these offerings that they've created just for all of you. So this live interactive, it's a 90-minute class about the convergence codes. It's a program. It's a level one activation. So I want to clarify. So these are new codes, as you say. They're codes for the new Aquarian technology. And then you will be providing a level one activation in this class. So either one of you, what can you share about this interactive gathering that will take place?
Here, this is Loria. Let me say a couple things about this. You know, really, we're going to talk a little bit more about the codes and why they're here and really work to understand and work with the quantum field of all possibilities, where everything exists. We're going to look at the codes. We're going to experience level one light body activation. We would do more if we felt more could hold, but these codes require practice. And so because of that, this is entirely a process about expansion and learning to trust that your own heart is safe guidance always. So that's a whole piece of this we didn't talk about. We were talking about your soul's mission. We are talking about being able to trust what you really, really, really want, being able to live in who you are and the expansion of that, which includes who you are in your body and in your emotional being and in your full multidimensional capacity. So we work with the quantum fields. We work with these grounded embodied processes. We will do the level one light body activation so that it's not just an experience that you have and remember and leave, but that it becomes something that you can bring into your daily life so that it really has profound transformational day-to-day, moment-by-moment impact.
Okay.
And that's what we're doing. And then we're, you know, offering some tools and practices to be able to work with this every day in your life because when everything is good or when we're thinking about these things, they can seem easy. They can seem obvious, but when we get triggered, when we get challenged, when we wind up in an ingrained energetic pattern,
you need some tools. Yeah.
Because otherwise we already have all of that, right? Exactly. So that's what it is, and we're just so excited to share and meet your beautiful, amazing listeners.
I am too. Go ahead, Wanda.
Yeah, I just want to say that everything that we do is always guided in the moment. So what will also happen in the group, so it's going to be group specific. So we will scan the group. This is really what comes through me, is that the process, we don't make these up ahead of time. They come through because they're geared toward the moment. Everybody's in a different place with this. I know for me personally, in this process of convergence, I'm in the place where it's deeply, deeply physical and I see the energetics. And so a lot of those depth switches that I've called, are gone. Right. So I'm in a different process than a lot of people. Everybody has a different access point with this. It's not there's one is good and one is higher. There's no hierarchy. We all have different access points to this because this is the big clock of becoming a soul in a body. So I just want to say that that's why we're doing this live, so that everybody gets exactly what they need, where they need it,
mm-hmm.
and when. Yeah.
But the main intention is to bring these convergent codes, which, as you both share, they're packets of encoded energetic information, and they're designed to alter the old ingrained patterns of reaction,
yeah.
fear, survival-based beliefs, behavior, and then new awareness can come in. These codes make it available for everyone. So that's exciting. Of course, doing it in a group is always empowering when you all come together with that group intention. So, and you'll be doing, I guess, a meditation. So I like that you're doing the light body activations, the meditations, but of course you bring in the grounded tools that will support people moving forward beyond that. So love it, love it, love it. I'm excited about it. And then offer B is a 30-minute private laser session with the two of you. And it can be recorded if people wish to do that. So that can be ordered separately. And then offer C is the combination where you would get the live online class plus the laser session. What would you guys like to share about a session with the two of you?
You know, gosh, probably got a pretty good idea of us. Everything that we do is about, we bring in the grounded practices. Our intention with every session, you know, Wanda comes from the galactic place, and I always say I come up from the mud, you know, and it's just two really different access points. But together.
Covers it all, though.
Yeah, we meet in the middle, right? So, but the thing is that for some and in some areas for most of us, these codes will be able to come in and create the catalyst that enables you, and I'm talking to you, all of you who are listening, to really experience more of the Aquarian age and more of what you're wanting. More freedom, more fullness, more. Less trauma, less pain, less difficulty, less obstacle. In the areas where you just don't know how to get there. In those areas, and many of us have them in our lives, right? Those areas that just no matter what, they just haven't moved, or we just don't know, or we don't have the potential for the same clarity right there, right now. That's one of the ways that I think a laser session makes a real impact. Again, it doesn't have to take a long time, but there are, because all of our work is channeled, there are personal access points in the moment that enable us to help you go where you're going with freedom and joy and ease. That's mm-hmm. what I'd say.
Yeah, and I would just add to that we're in a time now of hitting that, well, I don't know. Like several people that I've talked to, for instance, have moved into this place of, gosh, I thought I knew what I was doing, and it all disappeared, and I just don't know. Like, right? Mm-hmm. Or we get triggered. Part of what happened with all of us is, we get triggered, and then, well, how do I work through this trigger? So triggers are always for us. Triggers are always there for clarity. But when it hits us in our deep emotional body, we may not know how to work through it. So I would say that. It's, you know, how to work through these things that everybody is going through. It could be, how can I access my higher level guidance now? Because there are times in our lives when that disappears, when it goes really quiet. And I think we're in this time now when, for many, the energies, it feels like everything's gone quiet. It's just that the energies have gotten faster. They can feel more subtle. So it even could be like that. How do I listen? How do I know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you both creating these opportunities to let people explore your work further and have some fun with what's possible.
Right? Exactly.
There's so much possible. And it's such a beautiful indication of how we're moving forward with the two of you coming together with your work. It's representative of what we're moving into, which is collaboration, which is supporting one another. We don't have to do things alone. It's why I do this show every day. It's to introduce everyone to opportunities to get support, because I think that's what we're moving into, is more and more collaboration. And with the two of you working with someone, you know, one of you may be able to see or feel something that the other doesn't, and then it's just even greater support, amplified support with both of you. So,
That's our experience of
true.
Working together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We have different access points, see different things. It enables
communicating differently with people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It just enables a really fast shift.
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you guys are ready for it, let's take some live callers. Again, it's *2 to raise your hand. If you're on the computer, you can type in your questions as well in the webcast. So I'm coming out there to all of you with your hands up, so be ready. Just give us your name and whatever question that you have. So the first caller that I'm going to is, let's see, area code 250787. Is there a few 250s? 250787. Hi, you're live.
Hi. My name is Sherry, and hi, Carrie, and
hi,
Wanda,
Sherry.
And Maria. Hi. This is great. This is, I would say you two are a beautiful convergence of heaven and earth, and just really bringing some concepts into greater wisdom. So thank you.
Thank you.
My question is, there's definitely something missing. I'm missing something, and there's this longing in my heart and I think it's definitely galactic. And so, if there's anything you two can see or share with. What it is that I'm to be bringing through?
Well, this is Wanda. What I would say is this longing in your heart is something that a lot of people are feeling now. Our mind likes to put everything in a filing cabinet and say, oh, it's this or it's that. So I would suggest, and this is what I feel in you, this longing that you're feeling in your heart is to bring more of this real you that's here as a way shower and a path paver into the world. And this is just why we've created some of the programs that we have for people that are feeling this longing. Maria?
I am feeling that you're here for love, to show love is just, I mean, I just feel, I'm overwhelmed with feeling. Does that resonate for you?
Yeah, it does. It does. It's just, yeah, and I'm very grateful. And Carrie's like this beautiful hub that,
mm-hmm.
you know, brings us all together and, yeah.
You
yeah.
are all love, yes. though, Sherry. Like, you really are. That was, you got that right, Lyria.
Yeah, right? So in this longing, there's the opportunity. And here's where, and we do have programs about this, and come participate all you want, for sure. But I'm going to leave you with something you can use. So as you're longing, as you're feeling the longing, this is a really great opportunity to get curious, to understand that you are this enormous flow of love, and to get curious about what more, what different, what how, what where, what else is wanting to come through. It's a shift in just on your own, in just seeing it as longing, versus seeing it as, I'm already all of this. What else? And see what happens as you play with that. It may move you somewhere, really, is my point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sherry. I love
You're
you
welcome.
Being here.
Mm-hmm.
The love
yeah, I love you. And
I love that you said that. I'm going to be like, welcome to the love hub.
You know, I love that. You know, this is Wanda. Let me just add this. We, like the galactics that your galactic lineage comes through and works through you as you do just what Maria said. Like, there's an agenda. You know, we're here. Some people call it a soul mission, but, and I guess I would too. We're each, Laurie and I believe we're each here for a reason, and it's so different. And so, Sherry, you're here to embody love and to be love. So you will get more information, but we don't need information, really. We just need to know that you're, the core of you is about love, and then looking at ways that you can express that. And that's what your galactics want too, because love and self-love is the basis for everything that Laurie and I have talked about today.
I feel that actually. Yeah, I'm just listening the whole time throughout the whole call. Just yes.
Well, and we don't want you left with a sense of longing. We don't want you left
exactly.
with a sense of longing. We want the longing to become wonder and exploration.
Yes.
Because who you imagine you might be, that little inkling you have, you're not wrong. It's true.
Yeah. Okay, shift in perception.
No more
I
longing.
Got it.
No more longing.
No
just
more
wonder
longing.
And exploration and curiosity.
Yeah. And curiosity. Beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Much
beautiful.
Love, everybody.
Love you, Sherry. You're so amazing. Okay, thanks, Sherry. And thank you, ladies, for your feedback for her. Next caller that I'm going to is area code 678. You're live, 678.
Hello, this is Miriam.
Hi, Miriam. How are you?
Hi, Miriam.
Hi. I'm good, and I find what you guys are sharing refreshing to my soul, to my heart, to my spirit. I like convergence. I like the expansion and what else is possible. And I guess I find as I'm embracing that somehow I seem to still be carrying a lot of density when it comes to digestion and elimination, physical health, and maybe pathogens there. And I'm exploring the best relationship with that dynamic, like how to shift the beliefs so that they're not harmful to me, whether they leave or they stay. But I'm wondering what your perspective is as to how to, as part of expansion, be healthier, especially if you do have some energies inside of you that might be playing out in a more toxic way.
Well, this is Wanda. My own experience has been that this is a very physical process. We used to believe that we didn't have to deal with all that, that we would wake up and we would be happy and enlightened and live a different life. But the experience of it is just what you're talking about. These are, when we merge the two fields, the energetic field of your body and with a higher level, all of these, I don't know if it's all of it, but the distorted ideas that we hold, the terror with you, it feels like there's some terror in there, not from this lifetime necessarily, because we're closing out all these timelines into now. So anything that we're holding in cellular memory comes up. So
And that can include these toxins. That can include this pathogenic piece. I just want to make sure that we're clear that terror is also physicalized that way often, right? So it's not instead of, it's both and kind of the same. Go ahead, Wanda.
It's very true. So while we are not medical intuitives from a pure energetic place. Usually. But
unless you are.
But you know, again, this is a time to work with the body to say and to start to say to yourself, my body knows what it's doing. That's what I do with me, because I've always been a health freak, right? And so my go-to response, like many people, is to, oh, I need a supplement. I need to fix that.
well, what if there's nothing? Sometimes there's something to fix, and sometimes there just is, it's an opportunity to feel and to ask the body. And again, this is where we get curious. And we ask, what do I need to do? And it may be that you need to see someone. And it may be that you just need to do some self-soothing and remind yourself, my body has its own wisdom. I release anything in me with such ease. The parameters.
Go ahead. Well, have you had the toxins write to you and speak to you?
The only thing I got, well, I talked to my body, and I don't remember I've talked recently to the toxins. I just had a dream even that, because this, the symptoms have been going on for decades, and no matter what I've done on all the different levels, they're pretty persistent. And then I finally had this dream that my body was filled with them, and I know as a old soul with recollections of some reason choosing to keep suffering in a big way. So the body talked about sovereignty, that I just needed to claim my sovereignty. And I did that, at least consciously, and was open to that. But obviously it's kind of a deeper, there's something deeper about being able to fully embrace that.
Well, you may, okay, beautiful. You may need to work with somebody. But I also want to say, though, that that the toxins were, the genesis of this was protection.
Mm-hmm.
These are not an enemy. They may be like a five-year-old that you ask to drive a car, and now you've got trouble, right? If you ask a five-year-old to get in the car and drive you somewhere, you're going to have a problem. The toxins may be like asking a five-year-old to drive you somewhere, where it's they are no longer the right tools for the job that they were doing. They are no longer the appropriate way to get the protection that they came in to serve you with. But I'm seeing all these different pictures of all the places where we have, where we mismatch the, where our systems mismatch the need with the tool. So they may, but they initially, it's very clear to me that they arrived, that they were, the genesis of the toxins, as I'm hearing it, was protection. Mm-hmm. So you may need to clear the layer of what they were protecting so that they can feel the freedom to move out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was good.
This is the physical part of this process where it brings up, it's where it doesn't feel like love and light, where these physical things come up. And it's uncomfortable. It's just uncomfortable sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go into, just as Laria said, go into the deeper layers of it, that's an ask why and what does it need and what can I do for myself? And actually even imagine that you're putting space between your cells and because we're making it all up, right? We're making it all up. So you're the one who's putting space between the cells so that they can breathe, so that the toxins can flow out. Because our bodies are designed to do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this feels just really old in you, like not even this timeline, not even in this life. And it's
and
just
like
part
you
of,
absolutely don't need it. You absolutely don't need this anymore. So if you need help clearing them, go work with help clearing them. But you may be able to do some more of the processes that we're talking about and others that you've already done. And instead of looking at them as not working, look at them in a little bit larger context, so that if you're, I'm feeling like the toxins need to be acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds trite as I say it, but that their initial purpose, we when we work with any fragmentation, we work in this way. And the toxins are an external thing, but they came in and you called them in on some level to really help you. And so again, space between yourselves is another way of providing a buffer. It's an alternative protection. So for me, that actually made a lot of sense, Wanda, because that's another way. And that may free the toxins from their stranglehold on trying to do their job. They are little programmed pieces that think they have a function, and they're trying to do it.
Right. All of that was beautiful information. And Miriam, I hope that was helpful. And of course, I'm sure that they could support you further if you wanted a private session. That might be helpful. But I loved what they both shared with you, Miriam. I hope that that was illuminating for you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it very much. And it being old makes sense and feels right, too. Mm-hmm. There's a holographic piece that I feel like you're kind of helping me, because I want it all to happen with the love and the light, because these are, like you said, that came with a sense of purpose. And so I don't feel like it's resisting or fighting, but how do we allow letting go, the moving forward for all aspects, me and them?
Yeah.
Well, Miriam, best wishes to you, my dear. Thank you for being with us today. And I hope this is the beginning of a new exploration with relief for you from this.
Absolutely. So, thank you, guys. Much love.
Much love to you, Miriam.
Much love.
Much love.
Okay. I love what both of you shared. I think that was really helpful for anyone who's experiencing anything similar to that. Okay. We're going to do one more caller. I'm going to go to area code 23. Let's see. Where did it go? 231.
Mary.
Hi. 231.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Oh,
I
my gosh. It's
you.
Destiny.
Oh, hi, Destiny.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi. How are you, Destiny?
Oh, my gosh. I'm holding in there. It's been crazy. It's been so intense. The energies have been so intense. I was wondering what I am here to embody. My galactic self is here to embody.
You're wondering. All right, let's you have that answer, okay? So let's step into are you wanting confirmation? Talk to us a little bit, Destiny.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit.
What brings that question for you? Talk to us a little.
Actually, any information that you may have for me would be awesome, and I'm thinking it's also to embody love as well.
So well, yeah, here's the thing. Oh, go ahead, Wanda.
No, go ahead. No. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So the way we look at purpose, the way we look at your spiritual mission, the way we look at the reason you're here is like an umbrella, like a canopy under which all these expressions that are aligned are perfect. So if you are feeling you are here to embody love and that love is your purpose, you're not wrong.
Right.
And I wouldn't want to bring something in that was less specific or more specific than that in any way. And it's not that I see something in particular. What I saw was a giant question mark about why the question. So I think that the thing to Destiny, and then there's your name.
I know, I was just feeling that.
Okay. so you're definitely here to do this lifetime. Okay, let me ask you a question, sweetheart. Are you living your purpose? Or do you feel there's
not right now. Right now I'm in the transition of clearing out everything in the way of me living my mission. Like all of this garbage. I'm clearing out all the garbage right now.
Well,
all of the past life stuff.
Well, this is
we've got good
this
news.
Is,
Yeah, we have really good news. This is Wanda. So what we see all the time and what we know is that that garbage, when you turn, have that you turn this process that you're in into wisdom. This is what I learned. This is what I know, right? This is what I know from living my life that has not been easy, or whatever adjectives you would use. This is what
the other lifetime and the themes from the other lifetimes, all of it. This is, it all applies to what Wanda's saying.
Yes, 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 because it's all now. We can really, past lives are wonderful and entertaining, but really, because I used to go there too, but really everything that you need is right now, because everything, every pattern from any other lifetime is with you right now. So when you look at these challenges that you have, it's, they've taught you things. Like, you feel really resilient to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that the one of the things, does that fit?
There's no choice but to be resilient. Like,
oh, there's lots of
okay,
them.
I'm not
going to
stop. Yeah.
There are a lot of other choices, because not everybody's resilient. So what life has taught you is that you may not know everything, but you know that you know what resilience feels like and what it, the challenges to it and what it looks like when people are going through difficult situations. So your purpose is always this broader umbrella of what, like, I know this, life has taught me this. And it's the ways that you express that and embody that. We're here to embody who we embody, all of us. So we take all this garbage that's come into our life and put it through this converter machine, and it turns into wisdom. And that's what you're here to demonstrate and to be and to emanate out with other people. Suicide. Let me just say this. When you say there's no other choice than to be resilient, a lot of people right now are contemplating suicide. So to be resilient is a beautiful thing. To embody that to people who need hope as they're going through difficult situations, I think it's a wonderful thing. I think it's a very high service in the world.
And as you combine that, right, that appreciation of what your roads, your many roads, your many, many diverse timelines of knowing have given you, the wisdom that they've given you, and look at it as wisdom, and look at the past more as information than as trauma. It's
yes.
a different lens,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm.
that's a lens that can give you access in the now to feeling a great sense of living your purpose, and that enables movement into more that is, I want to say service-based for you, more that is you really sharing who it is that you are outside of the trauma or and because of it and outside of the things that have required your resilience and that you have met with your resilience.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of all of that, outside of the exploration, Wanda and I both have a huge, huge knowing that the Aquarian age is part of what is defining is that we can move out of the exploration, reliving, and re-traumatizing effect of looking at the past. We can
yeah.
look at the past for information, and that shifts it. Again, curiosity is so key. So that, and then looking at the life that you're living now. And you can see purpose in what you value, and you can see what you value in terms of how you spend your time, and you can make decisions and shifts there. I mean, it's so grounded. It's so simple. We see it as way out there and gigantic and spiritual and external, but really it lives in those micro moments in our lives. And in case that doesn't sound that exciting to you, what's true because of that is that everything can change very quickly. And you can be, if you want to, in a relationship to your life that puts you squarely in the soul of your mission so that you are living it.
Mm-hmm.
That's available.
Yeah.
That's so good. I needed to hear that. That is such, like, that was everything I needed to hear right now. That was so beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
Destiny, do not undervalue your courage and your resilience and your strength. And every time I hear your voice, I feel it. And so don't undervalue that. You need to celebrate that, okay?
Yes, yes.
Oh, thank you, ladies. I so needed this today. I am so grateful for Carrie. I am so grateful for this show. And I'm so grateful for all of you beautiful galactic beings that are here. To help us through all of this. It's so crazy.
You're doing great, Destiny. Like, really honor, really honor that. And I'm so glad you're here and sending you so much love, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much. Love you.
We
thank
all
you.
Are sending you love.
Right. Yeah. Love you, Destiny.
So
love
you, Destiny.
I had chills on that one. So I think people can sometimes really, they've got to celebrate, you know, who they are and how far they've come and, you know, and reframe certain things. You know, I think a lot of the, as you did so beautifully about the traumas or, you know, this is just information if we're looking, quote, back or, you know, and replacing the word, replacing certain words with more empowering words instead of, you know, it just makes such a huge difference because you start to tell a new story and then you realize your life in a whole new way. So
yeah, everything is perspective. Mm-hmm. Everything is perspective. And so you're exactly right. That it can be easier. And we're coming out of 2,000 years of it being hard.
Right.
Let's not overestimate that, right? So
yes.
In the sense that it can be challenging to allow it to be an embodied easier.
Embodied easier, yes, yes. But we're here to be, as you guys call it, was it path pavers? Path pavers?
Path way showers, path pavers.
Path pavers.
Sometimes
yes.
Walkers.
Yes,
right.
I mean, we have to claim our roles as that, you know?
Oh, God, yeah.
Because we are that. We're leaving the comfort of the known, which is really just the mind and, you know, its limited perspective, to tapping into new ideas, new thoughts, new possibilities, new synchronicities and collaborations. And it makes us uncomfortable. It's how our, you know, it makes our amygdala fire and our body goes, oh, mayday. But it takes courage to do this. And this is what convergence is. I thought that, you know, this is the people who called in are just perfect examples of what it means to now embrace all this stuff that we thought, oh, there's something wrong, into, mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, what's fabulous about this? And how does it serve me?
Yes.
And embrace it from a place, too, Carrie, of everything is possible now. Instead of embracing it, like, so I'm really called to, I'm seeing two kinds of listeners, people who identify as empaths and people who identify as closet mystics. And for both of those, right? And for both of those groups, we want to be looking at that. So closet mystics so often are, excuse me, I can't because.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So. Guys, if you're identifying as a closet mystic, will you please look at I can because? It doesn't have to take you outside of what's comfortable. You'll feel into it. Well, it might take you a little bit outside of what's comfortable. Excuse me, but not too much of a stretch. It just brings you into the living of who you are in a bigger way. And for those identifying as empaths, that so in the last iteration of this, for the last couple thousand years as we came into the idea of empath, that can wind up looking like I'm too sensitive to.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say it, I'm just seeing this so clearly. I'm so sensitive that I can.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So just if you're listening and you identify with either of those things, please try and put those thoughts into your self-talk.
I love it. I have really enjoyed our time together. It's been so beautiful to have you both. I don't often have, a collaborative team like the two of you. So I've really enjoyed it. I hope that the two of you have too.
Good. Oh, we have. Absolutely.
We love being here.
Thank you, Karen.
Oh,
I bet you're going to have more teams. I bet you're going to have more teams as the Aquarian Age kicks in.
Yeah,
that
I
is
would
very
imagine.
Exciting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do the two of you have any anything else, any final message for this beautiful audience before we say goodbye for today?
Love, 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 love.
Yep. It is the basis for everything, right? And it is that self-love means that we love ourselves so fully and wholly that we know that our dreams and our passions are already here, and that we love ourselves so fully and wholly that we tell stories of possibility and hope to everyone during a time when the world needs more of that.
I love it. I really, really have felt the love in our sacred circle today. And, thank you both so much. And, I look forward to seeing, how the class unfolds with, because as you said, it's really in the moment. And so everybody that shows up together will co-create whatever magic unfolds, whatever.
Yes. Absolutely.
So,
right.
That will be
Absolutely.
Fun.
Absolutely.
So thank you both, and thank you to
thank
each
you.
And every one of you magical, mystical souls for your time and your love and your presence today. It has been an honor and a gift to have you with us. Notice how you're feeling or what stood out for you, what has shifted for you. Notice what's different, and then let the beautiful blessings begin to flow to you. Receive the benefits of everything that has really opened up for you today and ignited within you. And remember that you are a sacred, brilliant being, a creator, a multidimensional master of light. Claim yourself as that. And of course, say yes to receiving support. Consider the wonderful opportunities to expand on this journey with Wanda and Laria. I am so bad. I had a horse name, Laria, so I go back to saying,
oh my gosh.
That's why. I apologize for that. Laria. So please expand on this journey with them, and remember that you are brilliant and resilient destiny. Yes, you. And all of you. And of course, you're dearly loved and you're not alone at all. Thank you for joining all of us on this soulful adventure today. I am sending crystalline rainbow waves of new earth grace, glory, and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you are in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light next time. Bye, everybody.